Miss the conversation?
Miss the conversation.
Find all the interviews in the podcast section on capetalk.co.za.
Well, as usual for a Monday, we're going to finish with music and a guest who needs very little introduction because he has one of the most recognizable voices in the country, one of the most loved voices, I should add as much. Ross Learmonth has built a massive fan base as the lead singer of multi-award-winning rock band Prime Circle for roughly two decades now. But I wonder if you know that he actually recently released his debut single as a solo artist. It's called Wild, and we're going to play it out for you in a moment to play out the show today. First, though, let's hear the story behind it and about the decision to go solo. Ross, it's great to have you with us. Always a pleasure to have you on Cape Talk. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Pippa. Thank you. Happy Monday.
Thanks
glad
to you, too.
Glad to be on the show.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Ross, obviously Prime Circle, a household name in South Africa since you burst onto the scene back in 2003 with your single Hello. I can't believe it's been that long. It makes me feel a little bit old, actually, because I still
remember
hearing it for the first time. I mean, you've had multiple number ones. You've had success on the charts here and in Germany. But over the last 3 years, you have been starting to explore the idea of solo work in a very different sort of stripped down acoustic form. Talk to us about the decision to play in that space. What nudged you in that direction?
So I've been doing thinking about the solo thing for about 10, 12 years.
Really, that long?
And every time I'd write something, it would just end up on a Prime Circle record. You know, it was just always happened that way. And a lot of the songs, and it was just the band was just taking up so much time and energy, and it was such an amazing thing. So this was roller coaster, and it was constantly needing more songs and attention.
Yeah.
So it was always a great thing, and I was glad to do it. You know, I've loved that time. But I just wanted to, during the lockdown, just before lockdown, I went to Nashville and London, and I wanted to work with a lot of different people and a lot of different energies, because I'd been with the band for so long, and I wanted to try and do something different that wasn't like the band. You know, a lot of artists bring out albums that sound like their bands, and
yeah.
I really didn't want to do that. I didn't feel that was necessary. So, I just wanted to do something very, very different. I started playing a couple of acoustic sort of bare bones shows talking about my songwriting, sort of just to sort of try that. I'd never played really on my own, even like that. The first show I played, I got like emotional. I felt like I was...
Really?
Yeah, I felt like I was cheating on a marriage by playing on my own. It was the weirdest sensation, but just to get to sort of, it was always a scary place for me to play like that on my own.
Yeah.
So exposed and acoustic. I didn't want to just jump straight into it. So it was talking about songwriting and my stories. And the solo album is definitely not an acoustic thing. I wanted to sort of bring out something that was exciting and energetic and just something with a pulse.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, you mentioned the emotion the first time. Did you get over that, or have you continued to feel the sense? I mean, you must miss the camaraderie on stage. Having been together and played together for 20 years plus, you must sort of be able to finish each other's musical sentences in a way. Does it feel quite sort of exposed being out there on your own after so long in that scenario?
It does in a way, but it doesn't, because now when I return to the band, it's that different thing. You know, I think when it was all we were doing, it was so repetitive. Sometimes you can lose that feeling. And I think you can lose that sort of sense of each other. So it's quite a nice thing to be able to stand back and to broaden my musical language and to try and sort of start some new journeys and new sentences that kind of in that kind of sense, mm-hmm. You know?
Well, you've partly just answered the panic-stricken SMS that's just kind of come in from Danny saying, oh no, does this mean Prime Circle has disbanded? You just used the phrase, return to the band. Ross, is the plan to carry on doing both side by side?
Definitely. I think the band is such a beautiful thing, and we're in a good place musically, and being able to play to the fans again and seeing people's faces again after so long has been incredible. I just think that we've all sort of grown as people as well in this time. So each of the guys have their own projects as well, which I think will be going out. And when we do return to the band, I think it's always going to be something special. I just don't think we'll be playing as much, which I'm glad I've been meaning to do for a while. Just I want people to sort of miss us a bit as well.
Yeah. Nothing wrong. What's it? Absence makes the heart grow fonder. Nothing wrong with applying that musically too. Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. Ross, we're going to play out with the first single called Wild. You mentioned a solo album. Is that close to launch, or are you just going to sort of drip feed us singles through the year? What's the plan?
So through the year, I'm going to be dropping songs. I will be playing. I'm playing a lot of shows, selected shows that I'm going to be playing the whole record. So okay. I just wanted it to sort of be. I think when you release a song, when you release too many songs at once, sometimes you lose that, you know, and I think they're all so special to me. I wanted each song to be to given its time in the sun. But when people come to the shows, they can hear the whole bunch. So it's going to be quite exciting.
It's been exciting chatting to you today and catching up on the latest chapter of the story. Ross, looking forward to hearing the new single called Wild. The final question is, if our listeners like it, where do we send them to keep track on the forthcoming singles?
Tell them to come to my social media, which is on my Facebook and Instagram, Ross Learmonth, and they can send me, if anyone wants to book and stuff like that, they can say info@rosslearmonth.com.
info@rosslearmonth.com. Great to chat to you again, Ross. It's always a pleasure having you on the show. Thanks for joining us, and let's take a listen to Wild. Get lost in my dreams, don't think you. It's the solo offering from Ross Learmonth of Prime Circle. Don't worry, Prime Circle still exists and will continue to play together. But if you want to check out the rest of Ross's solo work, please do check out his private social media feeds. And he's Ross Learmonth, L-E-A-R, and then month as in January or February. That track, if you want to look for it, is called Wild.